USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
An Amtrak train slid off the tracks in Montana Saturday afternoon. At least three people died, multiple injured, according to Amtrak. There are more than 140 passengers on board. Many of them bused to hotels to stay the night and provided food. The National Transportation Safety Board beginning their investigation into what caused the derailment. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas telling Fox News Sunday that a significant number of illegal immigrants from Haiti are being released into the United States.
Approximately, I think it's about 10,000 or so, 12,000
have been released.
Yes.
5,000 of them are being processed by DHS and 3,000 are in detention. The U.S. has reopened a border crossing in the small Texas city of Del Rio after shutting it down when thousands of illegal immigrants swarmed in. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a deadly Amtrak derailment that has shut down service between North Dakota and Montana.
At least three people have been declared dead and multiple injured after an Amtrak train derailed on Saturday afternoon in north-central Montana. The Empire Builder train, which departed from Chicago for Seattle, derailed near the small town of Joplin. Amtrak spokesman Jason Abrams said in a statement. Abrams said that multiple people were injured. One of the passengers helped others out of the train.
I was able to pop my window out and climb out and help other people up. And then we sat until we got some ladders and we got people down.
Seven of the train's 10 cars were reported to have derailed. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Passengers were taken by buses to hotels to stay the night, and a grocery store and church provided food. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal appeals court has blocked New York City's mandate that all public school employees show proof they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio had said in August that all public school teachers and staff would need to have their first dose by Monday. A group of public school employees sued to block that mandate. Delays on the ground costing United Airlines. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
United Airlines is being hit with a fine for long tarmac delays. The Department of Transportation fining United nearly $2 million for 25 delays that affected more than 3,200 passengers. Airlines must allow passengers the opportunity to return to the terminal after more than 3 hours on the tarmac for domestic flights and 4 hours for international. United blaming most of the delays on bad weather.
And here's a kicker. Ancient footprints found in New Mexico turn out to be the oldest in North America.
New research conducted at White Sands National Park in New Mexico has uncovered the oldest known human footprints in North America. White Sands officials said the discovery reveals evidence of human occupation in the Tularosa Basin beginning at least 23,000 years ago. That's thousands of years earlier than previously thought. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Israeli troops conducting a series of raids against suspected Hamas militants and the deadliest violence in the West Bank in several weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.